Welcome to Cat Chat, the pet talk podcast devoted to the physical and emotional well-being of cats and their people. I'm Tracy Hotchner, the author of The Cat Bible, Everything Your Cat Expects You to Know. My mission is to entertain, educate, and inspire cat lovers like you to give your kitty cats the best possible life in nutrition, affection, and environmental enrichment. My co-host is the feline expert, Dr. Michael Maria Delgado, along with other cat authors and experts. The show is brought to you with the generous support of Dr. Elsie's, a company privately owned by Dr. Bruce Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose mission has been to personally formulate a wide variety of litters for all types of cats so they keep using their litter box, which keeps them in their loving homes. Dr. Elsie also created his own cat food, Clean Protein, wet and dry foods that are specifically appropriate for a cat's nutrition needs because they're based on the protein a cat eats naturally. Clean Protein is the first dry cat food I can recommend because it's based on the protein found in a cat's natural prey. Dr. Elsie's is also the founding and continuing sponsor of my New York Cat Film Festival, which brings together short films from around the world that celebrate kitty cats. It would be impossible for me to bring this delightful joy to people without Dr. Elsie's generosity. The 5th annual New York Cat Film Festival will premiere this fall in New York City and then travel to theaters across America and Canada, with a portion of every ticket going to local cat welfare organizations. Please show your appreciation of Dr. Elsie's support by choosing their products whenever you can. I am so pleased to be able to spend some time with Annie Butler Sheriff. She's the executive editor of Catster, which is a really fantastic magazine about cats for cat lovers and a wonderful online presence where there's also videos that go along with the articles. It's just great. Annie, I think it's a weekly, like, best article of the week kind of thing from Catster. Mm-hmm. And I'm always, even having written the Cat Bible, I'm always amazed and surprised at your topics. They're great. They're original. They're unique. And they're really useful and helpful to cat owners. How do you come up with these topics, or are they just very obvious to you? Cream rises to the top.
Right. Most of these have already been published in the magazine, whether it's a feature article or one of our regular columns. So anything that goes into most everything that goes into the magazine will eventually go online.
Got it.
So one of our web editors, just, you know, for these weekly tip newsletter things, will just go through them and see which one she thinks works best, whether it's seasonal or for example, you know, February is Pet Dental Health Month.
Right. So then you do dental things.
So sometime during that month she'll put up, you know, some kind of dental article or.
Well, here we have one that I really love, 9 cat sounds or 9 sounds that cats make. So I'd love to go through it with you because I think it's a really nice description of cat vocabulary. Somebody was recently had responded to a show I did about whether cats with Dr. Michael Maria Delgado, who you know, I'm sure, is my co-host on Cat Chat. Mm-hmm. And we talked about whether cats can recognize what humans are saying. But this piece in Catster was the 9 kinds of sounds that cats make because they have quite a vocabulary too. And people
wrote in
and said, yeah, my cat has several different ways that she talks to me. So let's talk about cat sound number 1, the clickety chirp. I like that, clickety chirp. What do you think about that?
That's a fun one. That's one of my favorites because it's just so weird. And that's part of my thing with cats, too. I mean, obviously, I love them because they're, you know, they're sleek and soft and cuddly. But the weirdness, I just love it. So the chirp is one of my favorites because it's so far from the regular, you know, meow or the purring or whatever. But I catch my cats at the window all the time with a bird.
So it's a repetitious clicking noise.
Yeah.
Now
and their mouths are open while they're doing it.
Oh, right.
So it's just, it's like a weird vibration almost. But you could totally hear them and see them doing it at the same time.
And in the article, it said it mixes mimicking the avian enemy. Do you think that's what they're doing? Are they mimicking?
I think it could be. I remember reading that and thinking, wow, that's really interesting. I wonder if that's what they're actually doing.
Sort of.
Because it does sound like the bird, kind of.
It does. But we don't know why they're doing it or what emotion it inspires in the cat, and that's how the emotion expresses itself.
Right. I don't know if it's just interest or, you know, I don't think it's fear. I think it's probably interest and excitement because there's prey right outside the
window. Absolutely, and you can't get to it, and your adrenaline goes up and your cortisol goes up, and it's also thrilling. So cat sound number two is the friendly trill, cat trilling.
Yeah,
and that's a short, shriller version of the standard meow.
Yeah.
And is that something that you're familiar with?
Yeah, I kind of think of it as singing.
Oh, that's nice. Like
a very short song, obviously, but and like a friendly hello.
That's nice. All right, what about the bark? A noise like a dog's bark is cat sound number three.
The bark, I personally have never heard. I think you could, you know, it could be like a really short, stark meow. but none of my cats have ever done that. But that certainly doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
Right. And whoever wrote the article, you know, did their homework. But what's charming,
right,
I forgot to mention, is that at the end of each of these sounds, there's a funny line about it, which I forgot to mention, which is why reading Catster is so much fun. It's informational, but then it's also entertaining. So about the clickety chirp, the last line is, apparently no battle cat in history has yet to realize that the birds always seem completely unfazed by the form of attack of the clickety chirp.
Yes.
And then the friendly trill, which you very sweetly say is like singing, that the cat Mimosa lets out a series of trills every time the writer approaches the spot on the kitchen counter where her treats and toys are. But unfortunately, it's next to the spice drawer. So her treat dreams are raised and cruelly dashed every time I cook with spices. And the bark, she says, but the real reason these cat sounds occur has more to do with the ego. If your cat is barking, he's obviously casting shade on the primitive language of a dog, which is adorable.
That's all they're doing. They're just mocking the
that's
dog.
That's right. Exactly. Cat sound number four is the bleat. Bleat like baby goats. When kittens bleat like baby goats, I guess that is a kitten noise, isn't it?
I'm trying to think back on all the foster kittens I've had.
I was
going to
say, you've had...
If they've ever made any weird noises like that.
Yeah. You've had a room full of foster kittens in your life. Did it ever sound like a baby goat? Well, you wouldn't know. You didn't ever raise a baby goat, right? So how would you know what a baby goat sounds
like?
That's
true.
Right?
I think the petting zoo would be my only, well, in videos too.
Right, there's that.
But my only hands-on experience with a bleaty goat.
That's very funny. Then there's the cat sound number five, the mom. I don't understand. It says, if you gleefully refer to yourself as your cat's mom or dad, the next step is teaching your cherubic little one to say your name, just like this talking tabby Peanut. So there are videos when you go to catster.com. And subscribe and get all these goodies in your inbox. And I guess it sounds like mom.
Yeah, I that's more of now we had a cat named Owen years ago, and he always had this very long meow. And we always said the two words that he could say were no and ham. Because the way they came out, oh my God, it sounded exactly like that's what he was saying. So, yeah, I've gotten this before too. It's almost kind of whining, you know,
mom. That's so
funny.
With
a little
ham,
a little
did
thing
you ever,
to it. Yes.
Had you ever
no
given him
ham.
Any ham? Just curious.
We had given him some ham. That's what made it so frightening.
Oh, then he learned the ham, the ham word, because he liked that stuff. That is
yeah,
so great.
He was a little too smart for his own good. So.
That's very funny.
So, we like to think that the introduction of ham had made him learn that word.
I think that's adorable. This is one of the things that people do with cats. You know, you can ascribe so much to them and crack yourself up while the cat's thinking,
oh, absolutely.
People are just demented. But it's half the fun, right? Is giving
and they just
a name to all these sounds.
Yes.
So then
yes.
we have cats.
We can anthropomorphize anything.
But especially cats. Yeah. Because yes. they encourage it. They inspire it. Just like you giving
Absolutely.
Him ham inspired him to learn the word.
To learn the word ham. Yeah.
Yeah. Cat sound number six is the midnight whine, which the author said they came across the midnight whine while in an unfortunate roommate situation. Usually has to do with hunger pangs through the witching hour. So what do we think about the midnight whine? It can also be, I mean, I know that it can also be that the cat also wants to play and is bored, and they can be a nocturnal creature. So,
yeah,
right.
I don't know. I mean, the midnight whine is good. I don't know that it's limited to midnight.
Right. Good point.
And to
just
me, this
asleep.
Is more right. Any inopportune time is the best time for the whine.
Yeah.
And yeah, for me, that's really just complaining.
It's complaining.
And hungry.
Needing something. Feeling needy.
Yeah. Yeah. But being in a really bad mood about it.
Yeah, understandably. Yeah, just like human,
like
human whining, which the British call whinging. Very similar.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, then we have cat sound number seven, the demonic growl. I think we have all heard that. And it's as scary to me as the precursor to a dog fight. With that guttural growl, and you think, oh no, please no. So what do you think about that demonic growl? It's scary, right?
It's scary, and it's I mean, especially if you have a a relatively sweet and easygoing cat who then does that. It's like, what is the sound coming out of you? I have never heard this sound come out of you before.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So that's obviously they're afraid of something, or there's a stray cat outside, or we have a few stray cats in our neighborhood that we take care of. So if there's a cat fight outside, all of my cats are at the window. Making that sound.
Oh, interesting.
Because they're concerned or scared or,
Well, one of the things that worries me is if it happens between two cats that are in your presence. Because that demonic growl they can make at each other. And, of course, they can have that redirected aggression looking out the window, growling, and then turn on each other.
That's a cat fight waiting to happen.
It is.
So,
and as Dr. Michael says, you have to put something between the cats, not your hand. But if you hear the demonic growl and there's two cats near each other and their hair is up and they're doing all that other body language that means I'm going to get you, she says get a piece of cardboard. I don't really have a piece of cardboard hanging around, although if you live in a multi-cat household with problems, it's probably not a bad idea to have a piece of cardboard like behind the couch, right?
And honestly, my biggest trick is distraction. I mean, I'll clap my hands, I'll throw a toy in their general direction just to make them stop what they're doing, and then walk through them and, why don't you come in this room and you stay right here?
Right.
But yeah, you only break up a cat fight with your hands once, I can tell you that.
Oh, just once. And then when you get out of the hospital, you kind of remember, someone told me not
hands,
to do
feet.
That.
No.
That's right. All right, cat sound number eight, the cartoon scurry. I'm going to read this because I didn't know what it meant at first. You know those cartoons where a character runs frantically on the spot for a few seconds to bowling ball sound effects before bombing off in a new direction? Yep, cats can do that too. Usually happens during a play session or, say, when you mischievously flick a drop of water at her. The sound of a cat's frantically scurrying claws on hardwood floors never fails to raise a smile. Do you ever, just an aside, do you mischievously flick a drop of water at your cat?
No.
I don't recommend it. You don't need to make your cat scurry, folks.
No.
But I guess it's a cat.
But it is a funny sound.
It is a funny sound. It's when they're trying to get purchase right on the floor and trying to do a takeoff.
So that happens a lot in the kitchen.
Yes, where it's slippery.
We have old hardwood floors in our house, but they're not in the best shape, so they're not terribly slick.
That's what animals like them when they're beat up a little bit and they can get a grip.
Yes, exactly. So you can hear the clicking and occasional skidding and stuff like that.
Right.
But that is kind of funny and frustrating to watch too when they just can't get purchase on the floor. Are you going to leave that spot? And, it doesn't take very long, but eventually they get it and really doesn't seem to bother them.
Well,
it's like, okay,
no
I got that. I'm good.
Yes, exactly. All right, the ninth and final cat sound is the sleep siren. So it's exhausting work being a cat, what with having to fit in 16 hours of sleep sessions and naps each and every day. Naturally, sometimes your blissful dreams about bathing in an oasis of wet food gravy become so vivid you're moved to get vocal. These cat sounds come across as slightly muted whines mixed with a few of those patented cat chirps. So have you had cats who talk in their sleep?
Yes. I have a cat who snores. The cat who is curled up on my lap right now is tends to do a few little just not upset whines, but just kind of groans. I mean, like how we groan in our sleep, you know, just kind of.
I always thought it was dreams, right? That's what I've always imagined.
I think it could be, and especially if they're twitching.
Exactly.
While, you know, they're making that noise, they're chasing something.
Well, it's been very fun to talk about the nine cat sounds that the wonderful Catster writers and you as the editor have pulled out of the lexicon of what cats can do. I hope everybody will sign up to Catster.com and enjoy this and many other wonderful views of cat-centric behavior. Thank you, Annie Butler, Sheriffs, for being here. And I know you'll be back again with more tips and tricks from Catster.com.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening. And I also want to thank Wonderside for their support. It's a company founded and run by a woman entrepreneur who wanted to find an effective way to keep fleas, ticks, and other pests away from her pets and home instead of putting toxic chemicals in or on them. Wonderside makes plant-powered products to keep parasites at bay without dousing your cats and property with ingredients that are harmful to them and the planet. A final pause up to Dr. Elsie's for all the fine products they make and their unwavering support of my mission to make life better for each and every kitty cat and their people. If you have cat problems or questions you'd like me to talk about on the show, please write me to Tracy at TracyHotchnerPets.com.